in our previous report, we touched on the status of the 2013-14 budget in the legislative session. And now we have Florida Cattlemen's Director of Governmental Affairs, Sam Ard, with more details.
Both houses are completing their budget cycle. The Senate will have their budget on the floor next week. There's a couple of differences that we've been working on. The House has funded the Rural and Family Lands Program, which provides for conservation easements on agricultural properties. The House has funded them at $25 million. The Senate, at this point, is only at $2 million, and we're hoping to get that increase. We expect to do that in the next couple of weeks when both houses go to conference.
Ard also gives us a recap of other happenings during last week's session.
We've had two ag bills amended with some language that we've been working with the Fish and Wildlife Commission and the Department of Agriculture, as well as other landowners on. They concern wildlife best management practices. And we see some of the federal regulations coming down the pipe that where they're wanting to list the diamondback rattlesnake or whether it's gopher tortoises or what have you. We think that we can work with these two agencies, form some best management practices that our ranchers can sign up for and not be subject to having to get an incidental take permit for what we normally do on a ranch anyway. It took quite some time for these amendments to be drafted. There was a lot of cooperative effort between both Department of Agriculture and Fish and Wildlife. We appreciate their help. Both of these bills are moving. The House and the House State Affairs Committee put it on one of the general ag bills, and the Senate and the General Government Appropriations Committee unanimously put it on the companion bill.
For more coverage of this year's legislative session and how it relates to our ag sector, stay tuned and log on to our website at southeastagnet.com. Julie McPeak with Southeast AgNet.